Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley, also known as the Squad, are four members of Congress who from day one have taken over the narrative of what's been considered to be the People's House. This takeover hasn't come about by any accomplishments by the four, but instead through a combination of self-promotion and being enabled by the news media, among others. The Squad's foundation is their belief that there are many things wrong with America, and they have the solutions that will lead the nation to a recovery. With us now to talk about the impact and influence of the Squad is a director with Civil Rights for the Unborn, as well as with Priests for Life. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., member of the Women for Trump Advisory Board. Dr. Alveda King, how are you today, doctor?
She's grateful to be with you. I'm sorry I am in the airport.
Yep, she's traveling.
I'm glad to talk to you for a few minutes.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I mentioned, you have these four that have this, I mean, everyone's words have merit. And certainly when you accomplish more, that adds a little weight and more merit to your word. But when you look at these four, other than amassing social media accounts that are astronomical, what really have they accomplished that makes their words valuable more than anyone else?
Well, they are women of power, women of position, but they choose to use words that divide and tear up rather than build up, you know, and inspire. So that's just a challenge. And basically, it seems as though they don't like America as it is, and many people feel that way, but there are many things about America that people still admire, still want. Our economy is very strong right now. People are working. People are able to express their spiritual or religious views without the penalties that used to be here. So there's a lot good going on in America. And these ladies are saying pretty much America needs to change. We don't like America. Let's tear it down. And I don't even hear them saying they want to rebuild it.
And when you look at the in racial aspects, the unemployment, the economic numbers for Hispanics, blacks, women, they, in most cases, have never been this good in history.
Absolutely. And African Americans especially are benefiting. I'm an African American woman and a senior citizen. So if we can build up rather than tear down, that is the message that I gave to the ladies. And I did use the word Jezebel. I said Jezebel Squad or Jezebel-esque. And the reason I actually said that, I was reminded, I was reading the Bible, and there was a queen named Jezebel. Her husband was Ahab. And Jezebel's husband wanted a piece of property. He wanted to take it from one of the citizens, and the citizen didn't want to sell it. So Jezebel said, let me handle it. She had somebody kill the man, take his property. And so rather than being kind to each other, we're teaching that you just kill to get what you want or destroy or criticize. And that was what I was referring to.
You mentioned that you're certainly a strong person of faith and religion and God. And I think one of the clouds that hangs over Donald Trump, I say this as a supporter as well from day one when he came down the escalator, there are two Trumps. You have one whose past personal life certainly comes with a lot of baggage and a lot of questions. And you have President Trump, who is dedicated to seeing that America becomes a much better place. So with women, how do you help them understand the difference and to separate the past personal from the current president?
Well, I have a past as well. A lot of people know I had two abortions. I had a miscarriage. I've been divorced three times, unfortunately. But God has been so gracious to me and has repaired my life that I want to give back by helping others. And so regardless of what President Trump did as a young man, he is a father, a grandfather, and a president, a husband, and he just wants to bless the nation, you know? So
that's
what's happened.
And when you look at, when you look at the Squad and the attention that they get, for example, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's first speech in Congress, 4-minute speech, had over a million views in 12 hours and has been one of C-SPAN's most used videos. For someone with no accomplishments, that's still a strong opposition to contend with.
Well, there's a resistance and opposition. No matter what he does, destroy it, impeach him. And so that's what I'm saying, just wanting to be destructive rather than constructive, wanting to tear down rather than to build up. And that certainly just isn't good for America.
Add to this, too, you see frequent quotes from Ilhan Omar as well as Rashida Tlaib. just blatant anti-Semitism. And
well, what I want to do, though, is mention, along with the anti-Semitism, is saying that President Trump doesn't like Jews, and his daughter's married to a Jewish man, and they have children, you see. So that's just not true. And as an African-American woman, 68 years old, living in America, director of Civil Rights for the Unborn.org, and founder of my own ministry, AlvitaKing.com, the babies in the womb, from, you know, sanctity of life, from conception until natural death, all of those things are important.
And we're going to put all the websites connected with Dr. King on our website as well. There are many, and they're certainly worthy of your time. Dr. Alveda King, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for the opportunity. God bless.